Last March, lawmakers passed House Bill 122. The legislation keeps confidential any information regarding a person or entity that participates in or administers an execution. That includes identifying any person or entity that manufactures, supplies, compounds, or prescribes the execution drug. Some U.S. prisons are turning to compounding pharmacies to acquire the drug. At the time, Governor Nathan Deal told WABE the law was necessary.
It is such a scrutinized issue that for any pharmacy that provides any of the chemical makeups, possibly could suffer other consequences by virtue of that. And that's the reason that the identity was protected.
A month later, Deal signed House Bill 209. It revised guidelines and procedures for out-of-state pharmacists, pharmacies, and compounding pharmacies to do business in Georgia. For example, the law details the requirements needed to obtain a license to sell and ship drugs to Georgia. That information would be public record, which poses this question: does House Bill 209 contradict House Bill 122? WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
I think there will be a conflict here. I don't know if the General Assembly recognized this, but the out-of-state pharmacy will have to provide all types of information regarding its practices, what it's bringing into the state.
An out-of-state compounding pharmacy applying for a Georgia license would not necessarily be the supplier of the state's execution drug. But if it is, Pate says House Bill 209 offers no protection.
There is nothing in this particular law that shields a compounding pharmacy from these requirements simply because they're supplying a drug that's used in connection with executions.
The State Pharmacy Board hasn't set up the actual process for non-resident pharmacies to obtain a license. So for now, according to the Georgia Department of Community Health, out-of-state pharmacies can do business in Georgia because the law is allowing a grace period. As for when the process will be in place, state officials say the Georgia Board of Pharmacy is looking toward May, but it depends on when rules are finalized. Rose Scott, WABE News.